Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about COVID-19 and vaccine distribution to those 12 years and older. This is part one of a two-part interview.
How is the vaccine rollout going so far for Washington County?
Well, I think it's going pretty well. Let me give you the total. Right now, we are sitting at 38.5% of Washington County residents are fully vaccinated, which, you know, means we are making progress. Obviously, it is our goal to continue to encourage folks to get vaccinated. So we're really excited about the opportunity for, you know, those who are 12 and above to get vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. We're hoping that will increase our percent fully vaccinated here in Washington County.
At least looking at the most recent data you sent out on Tuesday that put Washington County at that about 38% vaccinated rate, which is also about the same as where the state's at right now. As your health department and other health departments in the state had paused their vaccine allocations prior to, you know, Pfizer's approval for the 12 to 15-year-old rollout, what do you think is holding Washington County back from getting more residents vaccinated?
Well, I think that there are people who may still have questions, you know, that there are people who are concerned. You know, I think that there had been a study that was done where they said about 20 to 25% of people were just unwilling to get vaccinated. They were not interested in that at all. And so if you think about 100% of the population, if you've got 20% who say they don't want to get vaccinated at all, and we're at 38.5%, you know, fully vaccinated, it's really that, you know, that 41% in the middle there that we need to try to work with. Some of that is going to be because of age of eligibility, obviously with our younger population. And then there will also be some targeted messaging that we'll need to put out to those people who might still just, you know, be thinking about the vaccine, but they have questions, or, you know, honestly, some people are just, you know, not really paying attention. They don't realize they're eligible. They don't realize the benefits of vaccination, you know, and so we will really just be focusing over the next several months on how to reach people, how to target our messages, and how to figure out the best way to give people information about the vaccine so that they can make a good informed choice, and hopefully we can get closer to that 80% for herd immunity.
Throughout this pandemic, it's been said, or it's been evident that the virus, you know, doesn't affect most younger people as severely as it does those who have pre-existing conditions or the elderly. Why would you say that parents should seek to get their 12 to 15-year-olds vaccinated as the vaccine is available to them?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen as we've started to get, you know, more of our elderly and vulnerable populations vaccinated, really those that we are seeing come in now that are testing positive are younger. And the thing about COVID is, you know, we are seeing, you know, that a lot of people were having more mild symptoms with some of the other variants. But the more that we have the virus circulating, the more opportunity there is for it to become, you know, more resistant, to have further mutations, for it to change so that it might impact our bodies differently, even younger individuals. Additionally, we don't know what the long-term consequences are for this virus. You know, they have seen people who have gotten the virus once, who maybe had mild symptoms, getting it again and having worsening symptoms, you know, but you're still having this virus attack your body, and we don't know what kind of long-term consequences it may have on your lungs, on your heart, on your kidneys, you know, so those are definitely things that we want to prevent. And, you know, when you think about some of the risks that we've seen, you know, with other childhood illnesses like polio, like measles, like mumps, you know, chickenpox, a lot of people got through them unscathed, but some people really had long-term consequences from those viruses. So if we can avoid them, you know, that's absolutely what we want to do.
Can you share where currently the Pfizer vaccine is available around Washington County?
Well, right now, I know that Hy-Vee has Pfizer vaccine. I know a lot of our other retail pharmacies are also getting doses. We actually did just get a large allocation of Pfizer vaccine. We had the opportunity to get either zero doses or about 1,100 doses. So we did take some Pfizer. So we have a bunch of it. We are working with some of our partners to figure out the best way to schedule clinics. You know, we've been talking to the hospital. We've been talking to our school partners. And luckily, because Pfizer is a bit more complicated because, you know, we have to do the ultra cold storage. You have to dilute it. It's a different dosing, you know, so we want to get our staff more comfortable, do some training, and get a clinic set up so that we can make sure that we are giving appropriate dosing and get people vaccinated. We really want to offer this to our adolescents before they're going back to school. Make sure they're fully vaccinated before school starts again in the fall.
That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about COVID-19 and vaccine distribution to those 12 years and older. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.